Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study on a special kind of love, 1 Corinthians 13 taught us true love, called charity, enables us to face life challenges. A person who has a critical spirit about his mate does not have true love. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we have what is called the love chapter. It uses the word charity. It's from the Greek word agape, which is the highest form of love. It's a love that is a giving love, and it's a love that is only capable by saved people because it's a godly love. And it's only as saved people allow that love to work in them and through them. In verses 4 through 8 of that chapter, we read this: charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. It doesn't fall when it's real. And that's really showing us what charity or love, agape, is when it is practiced, when it is real. You see, true love takes all the bad or hard spots of life. It suffereth long. It beareth all things. It endureth all things. It doesn't quit or run. It does that in a right spirit. In other words, it's not a critical spirit. When a person has a constant critical spirit of their mate, that person lacks true love. If a mate is unfaithful in marriage, true love seeks not revenge. Rather, if it's true love, it seeks to restore. Do you realize that Jesus Christ never encouraged or endorsed divorce? In Matthew 19, verse 9, Jesus said, "Whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whoso marrieth her which is put away doth commit adultery." Now, the word fornication means sexual sin of any kind, but it's also continual. It's ongoing. And so he says, except for that. And yet, even that's not his first desire. We're told in that same chapter of Matthew 19 that the Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him and saying unto him, "Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause?" And he answered and said to them, "Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, 'For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder.' They say unto him, 'Why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement, and to put her away?' He saith unto them, 'Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so.'" So we see that even though it be except for the cause of fornication, continual acts of adultery where a person is unrepentant and will not leave that adulterous union, that fornicating life, then he says he will allow it. But really, he says he allows it for the hardness of our hearts. In other words, he says, "I would really rather minister grace to your heart to endure it." And And I will not sit here as a critic of somebody that's been through some hard things. And we don't really, as Christians, have a right to do that in that respect, because we have not been in those shoes, but we can say what is right. And God would rather he allow them to minister to their heart. Now, I've seen some very terrible situations. Could I endure those? In my own strength? No. Through the power of God, yes. But that says I've got to have a heart that's open to the ministering of God's Holy Spirit. And so we see that many times divorce, even when people say it's scriptural grounds, is a result of people not really loving as they ought to love. A hard heart is a selfish heart. That doesn't excuse it, but it may contribute to the infidelity of your mate. Now, again, it doesn't excuse the infidelity of your mate, but it may contribute to it. When you have a true love in your heart, a Bible love, it sticks through thick and thin. Now, I believe, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because this is not the point of this message, but I believe, except it be for the cause of fornication, God realizes that we are but dust, as he says in the psalmist, and he made this allowance, but it is not his first will. He wants us to stick. He wants us to love our wives, to love our husbands. And God would not give us a command if he did not give us the ability to fulfill it through his power and help. True love does not seek vengeance or harm. It's kind. It envieth not. It does not behave itself unseemly. It does not seek her own. It's not easily provoked. It doesn't think evil of the other. It does not rejoice in iniquity. This is a person that his or her spirit can be wounded by the mate. And it may even bring on depression to an extent. And yet, they will not seek to hurt their mate or to get even or to continually throw it in their face. This true love continues to love even if they are not loved back. Why? Because they love even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. True love is not self-oriented. It vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up, seeking not her own, rejoices in truth, believes all things, hopes all things. See, this tells us true love stays positive, even if the situation seems hopeless. Love gives itself to the object, but covetous lust desires an object for itself. But later, they become disenchanted with their object. Misery sets in. We're reminded of another Bible story, Amnon and Tamar. Amnon was David's son, and Tamar was a daughter from another wife of David's. And Amnon lusted after Tamar in his heart. And to make the long story short, he was able to get her into the house, and he sexually molested her. He's the one that raped her, and as a result, he had humbled her. But then, after he got what he desired, he kicked her out, and the Bible tells us that the hate that he had for her was greater than the love that he had had for her before, or the desire. You see, Amnon got what he wanted, but he didn't want what he got. Often, people look for a fulfillment that no mate could ever give. There is fulfillment only Jesus Christ can give in the depths of your spirit. And my friend, your mate never, never is to take the place of Christ in your heart. Christ is to sit on the throne. God is to have first place in your heart and life. Read Luke 14 and 26, and you'll find exactly what the Lord says about the position when it comes to husband or wife or family that Christ is to have in you. For there we read, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Now, it doesn't talk about salvation. It talks about discipleship. Discipleship is built on love for God. And Christ must be first, even ahead of your mate. We read in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 33 of our text, where he said that we are to love our wives even as ourselves, as your own self. Again, you make a choice. You choose your goals, and you're the one that sets out to accomplish those goals the best way you can. When I knew that I wanted to marry the lady who is now my wife, I was saved, I was a Christian, but I really wasn't where I ought to be with the Lord. And yet I knew this was a very important decision. And so I spent the entire night in a broom closet of a boy's dormitory asking God. Now, I knew I wanted to marry her, but I wanted to know that it was God's will. Once I knew it was God's will, I felt like I should not allow anything to prevent me from seeking her and convincing her that she ought to marry me. Now, because I love her, I've never been nor ever will be sorry that God answered my prayer. But let me add this. I didn't tell her, hey, I spent an entire night in a broom closet last night, and I really know it's God's will for us to get married. No, I wasn't to be the one to reveal that to her. God must reveal it to her heart as well. And if I could trust God to reveal it to my heart, I could trust God to reveal it to her heart. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.